How to become time rich. Before we dive into today's episode, I want you to head on over to heatherchauvin.com/live and join our next live webinar. It's June 6th and the 13th. So I have two live dates for you if you cannot make one. Also, what I wanted to say is when I am teaching live webinars, there's a lot of doing. So create the space, bring your pen and paper, and head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/live, L-I-V-E. How to become time rich for busy women managing people, raising children, and deeply desiring more from life.
The persecutor, the victim, and the rescuer. Which one are you? And how has this manifested in your personal life and your professional work? Okay, ladies, I am back. And I wanted to talk about a concept that I go into more depth inside the coaching programs that I offer. Oftentimes people come to me and say, you know, I need this strategy, or just tell me how to get my child to, or how can I create more time and energy in my schedule? I have so much work to do. And I agree with you. When we design the life that we crave and we're going after what we want, or the opposite, I mean, we all have requests that come our way on a daily basis. And the request could be something as small as, can you get me a snack? Versus, can you change my life? Can you fix my problem? Can you send this email? Can you fold this laundry? Can you take the dog for a walk? Can you fill out this paperwork? Can you? And it's in those requests that we have the opportunity to create change. So everything that you do in your life comes from you. I don't know if you've realized this yet, but you are the creator of your reality. Simple as that. We are part of our ecosystem, meaning ecosystem in your home, the culture that you create, and you have a big impact on the energy of your home. You are the nurturer. You are the mother. You are the creator. If you do not have children, guess what? You're still the nurturer. You're still the mother. Especially, women culturally, we were created to be the nurturers. So what people don't realize is oftentimes we act and enter what I did not invent. It is called Cartman's drama triangle. So Cartman is spelled K-A-R-P-M-A-N, drama triangle. And we have the persecutor, we have the rescuer, and we have the victim. So this is anxiety-based problem solving. So the persecutor is somebody who is chronically blaming other people for their problems. So I hear this a lot from women who have children. Blaming their children for their lack of success, blaming their children for their lack of time, blaming their children for their lack of fatigue. Now, I completely understand that children cause those things, but in reality, you have to ask yourself, am I doing anything to change it? So you're persecuting. It's sometimes easier to see other people persecuting us and how we respond. So sometimes I hear this from my clients that their partners are persecutors and the partner is not taking ownership for their actions or the natural consequences and saying, well, you know, this happened, or, you know, it's crazy in here. Like, you're supposed to manage this energy and it's your job and responsibility to take care of the kids. You might have a persecutor at work saying, well, I wasn't You know, I wasn't directed properly. I wasn't educated properly. I didn't have the proper training. So that's what a persecutor looks like. So, and then you have the rescuer. So the rescuer is somebody, I'm a personal recovering rescuer. So a rescuer is somebody that, you know, there's a problem and you're the first one in to jump and save the day. I would literally be the person that would save all animals, especially if they have three legs or there's something wrong with them or nobody else wants to deal with them. And I mean, there's a great, you know, position to be in when you're a rescuer. I mean, they make change in the world. But if you're chronically rescuing people, you're teaching them that you're going to rescue them. And you're also not filling your cup and you're eventually going to burn out. So too much of any of this, it's not sustainable. And the victim is the last part of the drama triangle. So this is when we fall victim to our circumstances. So this is very different than being a victim of a crime. I'm not talking about it in that circumstance. You are falling victim to your circumstance. So in my own personal story, I could have fallen victim of being diagnosed with cancer. And I could say, oh, because of cancer, I can't do this. Because of cancer, I can't do that. And, you know, at times I did. I remember while I was going through treatment, just wanting to give up because I was in so much pain and it was really, really difficult. And I was acting like the victim. Like I couldn't accomplish certain things because I was too in my head and too in my pain. So victim of circumstance is different than a victim of a crime or an assault. That is not what I'm talking about. So in the persecutor role, I, in my Heather fashion, am going to make you look at your stuff. So I want you to think about an area in your life where you're feeling a lot of distress, where you're feeling a lot of contrast. And if I said to you, if I was on the phone with you and I said, okay, what do you want to change? And you made me a long list, whether it's in your personal or professional life. It could be your parenting, your work, your health, your time, your energy, your relationships, your money. And I'm going to ask you, okay, great. Do you think you're being the persecutor? Are you acting victim to your circumstance? Or are you being the rescuer in the situation? So when we first take radical responsibility, and understanding this concept was a huge game changer for me because nobody taught me it before. So once I learned, it's like you don't know until you know. Once I discovered this, I could get out of the drama triangle. So on the flip side of the drama triangle is David Emerald's TED, T-E-D. It's called The Empowerment Dynamic. So that's David Emerald, E-M-E-R-A-L-D. And his triangle is made up of the challenger, the creator, and the coach. So when you have the persecutor, the opposite of that is the challenger. So for me, when I am in the empowered dynamic, which is where I try to stay in my life, I don't really live much in the drama triangle anymore. Let's just say somebody enters my life and they're persecuting me, right? They're like, it's all your fault. It's all your fault because of you, blah, blah, blah. Could be my child. It could be my partner. It could be an employee, a friend. I take that on as a challenge and I say, why is this person triggering me? So what I'm doing is I'm taking personal responsibility for how I want to feel. Yes, I may have been in the wrong. What is this situation teaching me? And then the opposite of the victim, so if I'm not acting like a victim in my life and I'm having an empowered, passion-based outcome-focused, right? So instead of having an anxiety-based problem-focused, which is the drama triangle, I'm flipping it. So I'm not the victim of my circumstance saying, we don't have any money. We can't afford that. My industry doesn't, you know, I'm capped at what I can make in my job. I'm going to become the creator of my life and say, how can I? How can I? Let's look at our budget. Let's look at where our money is going. Let's look at how we can start creating more money. Can I get another job? Is that possible with the hours that I'm working? Can I start babysitting? Can I start cleaning houses on the weekend? Can I start walking dogs after dinner? Can we cut back on our lifestyle? can I, you know, rev up the marketing and sales funnels within my business? Is my business model sustainable? So what you're asking yourself, instead of being the victim and saying, poor me, I can't, you're saying, how can I? Sometimes I hear this in parenting, like, Heather, you don't understand, our situation is so difficult. And I'm like, yeah, because you're acting like the victim of your fucking circumstances. How can you? And those that are open, that have very difficult circumstances, become the creator of their lives and see results. And the last part. So in the drama triangle, you're the rescuer. Rescuing people. This was a hard one for me. I had to go deep, deep, deep and try to figure out why I needed to rescue everybody. And rescuing your children from feeling uncomfortable emotions. How many of you do that? Oh, I don't want them to be uncomfortable. I don't want them to be afraid. I don't want them to feel their fear. I don't want them to feel discomfort. I'm just going to give them whatever they want. You are literally creating a monster. So instead of being the rescuer for everybody else, or taking on way too much on your plate and saying, well, I can't bug him, I can't bug her, it's really hard for me to ask for help. No, you're a fucking rescuer and you're playing the victim. So instead of being the rescuer, you're becoming the coach. So instead of teaching your kids how to tie their shoes, instead of tying your children's shoes, you're teaching them how to tie their own shoes. So my point is here that you are becoming empowered in your life. So check it out. You can Google, I believe they both have books as well. So The Drama Triangle is from Cartman, K-A-R-P-M-A-N. So Google Cartman, Drama Triangle. And The Opposite, The Empowered Dynamic, is from David Emerald. The Empowerment Dynamic. Ladies, you have control over how you want to feel. And if you want more help with the how, whether it's in your personal or professional life, head on over to heatherchauvin.com/take back control and we can talk.
This summer, I'm being incredibly intentional about community, My word for the summer is community and connection. And I just want to say thank you for being a longtime podcast listener, or maybe you're a new listener, and I wanted to celebrate you. And I wanted to create more connections. So what I've decided to do is do a merch giveaway. If you are unfamiliar, I have a merch shop on my store. So you can go check it out on my website at heatherchauvin.com. You can purchase anything you want. But what I'm actually going to be doing is I'm going to do a giveaway for my hat, my How Do You Want to Feel baseball cap, one of my journals, which is the Emotionally Uncomfortable journal, and my beautiful Myrrh mug, which is called Excited Shitless. Excited Shitless is when you take the leap and you're like excited about your next level, but you're also terrified. So go check out the merch on my store. But here is how you can dive into the actual giveaway. Go to Instagram and find me at Heather Chauvin, C-H-A-U-V-I-N. And right now I have about like 19 or 20,000 followers. So if you're finding someone else that doesn't have that, that's not me. And all you have to do is follow me to be entered into the giveaway, and then send me a private message that says giveaway. That's all you got to do. Go follow me on Instagram at Heather Chauvin, C-H-A-U-V-I-N. I think there's an underscore after that. Follow me and DM me giveaway. And what we're going to be doing in a few weeks is we are going to announce the winner, and then we will reach out to you in your DMs on Instagram, and we're going to ask you which item you want in the merch shop. Do you want a hat? Which color do you want? Do you want a journal? Do you want a mug? Do you want a signed copy of my book? And yeah, that's it. It's all about connection, community, and gratitude for me this summer. And I just want to say thank you for being a listener. Thank you for, you know, all the messages that I receive on Instagram and in email. I'm just here to help women thrive. And this is not an emotionally comfortable journey, as you know, hence the reason the name of the podcast. And in order to attract more time, more energy, more money in our lives, we got to take some emotionally uncomfortable action. So I'm right there with you on the front lines. And yeah, go follow me on Instagram and DM me. Giveaway.